Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our consciousness. And we are right now at a place of transformation, of transition, of upgrading. And I'm talking to someone who's very much at the service of this planetary upgrade, working for individuals, for collective, for the group mind. He's Reverend Christopher Macklin, Christopher Macklin Ministries. Thank you, Christopher, for being here.
Oh, Alan, it's a pleasure. Thanks ever so much for having me on. It's fantastic.
Of course. And, you know, I know you're a healer. You work on the energetic level. But I would like to, for the first part of the program, look at the big picture. You know, what what's happening on the macro scale that is allowing these new frequencies to come in, and what do you see? What do you see like happening planetarily now that hasn't been happening in the past? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what I see is that the Earth on a transformation, as we know, and I think there's a lot of extraterrestrial beings here, and you know, people say, why are they here? Well, the answer is they're trying to help us to stabilize the Earth and stop the wobbling. We've had some dark side in, you know, intervening also. From the fourth dimension, you know, we have things like the reptilian races and the Zeta Greys, who have now been ordered out of here about a year ago because of the abductions and things like this. And you don't see them so much anymore, but there's a lot of negative influence, but there's also a lot of positive influence. The creator gods of the human race are trying to help us to raise our consciousness, you know, get excited and, you know, look for our gifts so that we can actually help other humanity, you know, with the gifts you have. The sad thing is, I think, what I see is that the star seeds are really shut down. You know, these reptilian races and Luciferian races hunt them down and try and shut them down by attaching to them and sending them negative thoughts and making them very depressed. And so the vibration drops and they're good for nothing. So it's so important, you know, as a healer to help these people, you know, remove these entities and get them back to that, you know, God space where they can start helping people, you know.
Yeah, so how do we protect ourselves from these lower vibrations and keep our frequency high?
Well, the thing is I've found with healing is this, is that, you know, if someone's vibration is precarious, if you start healing somebody, you're not going to get their vibration absolutely there straight away. You know, it's not going to be in the God space. It takes a little while. It might take 5 or 6 sessions. So between those sessions, we have a prayer of protection, which puts a bubble of unconditional love, well, fifth dimensional unconditional love around you to protect you from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for your highest good. The prayers on the website, I mean, please use them. We also have an app. We developed the first app that you can schedule these prayers because people forget to actually say them, you know. And what I've learned is over the last, I think it was about 2 years ago, before 2 years ago, you could say these prayers twice a day. But now the dark side is evolving so fast that you have to say them every 2 hours. Now, if you're at work and, you know, doing the mundane things and you're in a third dimensional world, it's very difficult to remember that. So what we did is we did a prayer app with all the prayers on the website, and it actually speaks them out. There's an automatic one that does it for you, or you can actually repeat after me. And if you do these prayers every 2 hours, it will protect you from the entities.
Wait, you're saying the dark side is evolving, but doesn't that also mean the light side is evolving?
Oh, absolutely. The light side is evolving, you know, faster, but it's just important. I think if your vibration is precarious and you've had entities and you've been shut down and you're depressed and then suddenly that's been released, but you're trying to get your vibration up. Until you get your vibration to that God space where they can't get near you, then they can still get within. So it's important to protect yourself during that transcendence.
So would you say where the earth plane and the human dimension is a battleground right now for?
Oh, huge. it's a spiritual kind of what I would put in quote warfare, but you know, the God side always wins. And you know, one
eventually
of my jobs here. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was born as a Melchizedek being. And
What does that mean, you're a Melchizedek being?
Well, it's just you have certain gifts and, you know, you have certain knowledge and things that you can bring to humanity. Like, you know, if you're Palladian, like if you're Actorian, you know, whatever starseed family you are, you will have gifts. It's just that, you know, a lot of people don't take the time to find out what starseed family they're from, and then they can't connect to them. So they just sit in, you know, oblivion waiting for something to happen. And I teach classes on this to discover your gifts, find out what starseed family, talk to them because they will be open to helping you.
Well, and how did someone find out what starseed family they're from?
Well, in the class, we normally look at like dowsing or you have an intuition. So you look at, for example, you know, Palladian, Arcturian, Sumerian, Atlantarian, Lumerian, you know, whatever dimension and whatever starseed family, you can check and douse and, you know, or you get the intuition and then you think, oh, yeah, I'm from, you know, I'm from the Palladians, for example. And they're in the fifth dimension, so it's important to start tapping into their resources to actually pull them down here from that fifth dimension down here.
Oh, so that's part of why part of the new access to what I call the new realities is actually accessing the ET consciousness and pulling those higher vibrations through the vibratory vehicles that we are to the earth plane.
Absolutely. And it's important. I think, you know, people talk about Reiki and things like this, and I'm not knocking Reiki in any way. You know, it helps people, but it's third dimensional energy. It's universal life force energy in this dimension. Now, this dimension, because, you know, again, the vibration's not the highest, it's important to pull vibrations through a portal from a different dimension that's much higher so it can help people heal faster because it will raise their vibration quicker, you know.
So do you find, like, we're coming to, like, I mean, some kind of a, not deadline, some crucial point where, you know, we have to out-evolve the dark side and the earth will sort of pop to a new vibratory frequency.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's interesting because I think from what I see, I mean, I sit, you know, on councils and things, and again, it's ET stuff, but, you know, they take me to councils and I sit, you know, with them and talk to them. And I think one of the important things I've realized is that never before have we jumped two dimensions from the third to the fifth dimension. And they've done that because it's important to remove all the greed and the negative vibration thing. So people have to really be in a good vibrational state to transcend, you know. And so it's important to get that vibration of yourself up so you can transcend, and it's coming soon. I mean, people thought it was 21st December 2012, but actually, you know, in my book, that date has never arrived because the time markers of the universe have been manipulated. So, you know, I always tell people it's like having two sticks. You put a rubber band between two sticks. So that's the time. If you stretch that time out, you can imagine you're stretching the rubber band, stretching. If you let one side go, that time has to catch up with itself. Mm. And so what's happening is that because they've stretched and manipulated time, the time now, there's not really 24 hours in a day. There's something like 15 or 16. Time is going so fast that people say, wow, you know, where did the day go? Well, it wasn't a 24-hour day, you know, and the time markers are starting to catch up with themselves. So the 21st December 2012 is going to arrive soon, and that transition will take place.
Well, how did you find out who you were as a man? I mean, you were born in England, pretty normal childhood, right? I mean, what was an awakening?
Not really.
It wasn't normal. Okay.
Not really. I saw ET. I mean, I can see chips. I can see ETs of all types. I can see low vibrational entities. I mean, when people come to my premises, you know, I can see if they've got entity in them because it snarls at me, you know, so... And because my vibration's high, I can grab them, take them out, and send them back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness because it's not for us to judge them, but, you know, let the God realm take care of that.
Well, once how did you discover you could do this? Like, what was your awakening?
Well, it's interesting. Since the age of four, I could see these things, but sadly, I went into a corporate world. I got a degree in Masters in Electronics and Software Control Systems. I worked on autopilots and things like this. And, you know, I still did healings and understood things, but, you know, 10 years ago, the God realm decided, you know what, it's time to change your life. So they completely bankrupted me. I lost about £20 million, which is like $30 million. Mm. I lost the Bentley, I lost the marriage, lost everything.
Wow.
And I remember sitting in the middle of Manchester thinking, what on earth is going on? God, what's going on? And they said, it's the right time. You'll see. I said, what do you mean? You know, you'll see. It's the right time. And by goodness, it was. And I met a gentleman who helped me, you know, quite a bit. But he was for the Knights Templar in England. And I stayed with them for a little while and realized that they wanted to profiteer out of my gifts. And my gifts aren't for sale. They're for people. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, we ask for an energy exchange. But relatively, you know, for a session, we don't ask for that much money because I'm here for people. So I decided to set up a ministry. We came to America. But before that, I traveled all over the world. You know, I traveled to India, Gambia, Ghana, all over Europe doing healings just to finally tune it. And I spent probably 6 hours a day in meditation. And they showed me all the different modalities, you know, and all the things that are going on, like Morgellons disease, you know. We do a lot with Morgellons disease, and there's no cure for it. It's nanotech. It's come from the Zeta Grays. It replicates in the body. You know, it creates strands of material, both plastic and carbon fiber, and sort of chip-type things, and it replicates in the body. I've got some people that are so sick with this stuff.
What, you're saying you can heal Morgellons disease?
Yeah, we use a thing called, and it's not the same as Tesla's tachyon energy. They told me to call it tachyon energy, and you know where the Melchizedek people come from is the ultimate dimension, the infinite dimension, which is ever expanding. And what we do is draw the tachyon energy from that dimension. And it, if you can imagine, it feels like, you know, like normal energy feels like, you know, warm and tingly. This energy feels very electrostatic, and what it is, it changes the space-time continuum of that material to benign for the body. So what happens with Morgellons, and the same with Lyme disease? The autoimmune's expecting it there, but it can never find it because it keeps morphing into something else. So what happens is with this is that it fries it, it sits there, it's benign for the body. The autoimmune system catches up with it, thinks, oh, it's okay. And so the autoimmune system chills out, and so it's good.
But do you think that chemtrails are contributing to this, Morgellons?
Oh, absolutely. Chemtrails do contain Borrelia, which is Lyme disease. And it also contains Morgellons, which is nanotech. Now, the interesting thing about the chemtrails is that everybody has Lyme disease and Morgellons within them. So you think, oh my goodness, have I got Lyme? Well, the fact is that it doesn't trigger in the body unless your DNA is fractured. Now, how do you fracture your DNA? Well, if you start eating you know, foods from Monsanto, you know, which are GMOs,
which everybody on the planet is probably eating at this point, yes.
Well, yeah, but it fractures. It depends how much you eat and depends how it fractures in your body. So that's why some people have Lyme and some people don't. And I have so many clients with Lyme disease. We've got rid of Lyme disease, which is brilliant. It's a stealth pathogen. And again, we use the same technique. We fry it so the autoimmune system catches up with it. And, you know, it works, but it just takes a while. You know,
well, you're one of the few people that actually treat Morgellons. I mean, we can go into a whole thing about Morgellons, but people can look that up. But are you the only one that can actually heal Morgellons that you know of?
Well, I work closely with Dr. Hilde Stanninger. She's one of the world leading toxicologists on this stuff. And she explained what it is. And I did a lot of meditation to find out what technique. And again, yeah, I mean, they said use tachyon energy. And tachyon energy isn't available in all dimensions, but I know it's available in the ultimate dimension because I draw it through every day, and it really helps. So
you work in one-on-one with people mostly, right?
Yeah, I mean, to give you an idea, I do 18 to 27 healing sessions every day, and we're booked up, you know, always. You know, we never... And, you know, it's interesting because obviously, you know, if it wasn't successful, people wouldn't come back. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, by goodness, it does work. I mean, it makes cancer look like a walk in the park, you know, with Morgellons and Lyme disease.
So what do you actually do in your healing? Do you just do a meditation, send vibration? How do you work with people at their level?
Well, what we do is we look at, you know, if people have got like, for example, take a couple of examples, like, for example, cancer. If someone's got cancer, it's normally caused by some sort of meridian blockage, so the body vibration drops. Everyone's got fungal infection, like in the breast or in somewhere, and what happens is the fungal infection starts manifesting and creating into a tumor. Now, how do you heal that? Well, the symptom is the tumor, the cause is actually the emotional issue, and then the byproduct as well is that because your vibrations drop, you've got an entity which drops the vibration of your whole body even more. So what we do is strip out the entity, get rid of the emotional issues, and clear the heart chakra. So I literally suck out, you know, the negative energies through the heart chakra to get it rebalanced. We comb the meridians and get the energy flow back in the body. And then what we can do is there's a couple of ways of treating cancer. One is you can tachyonize a tumor. And again, it changes the molecular structure of the tumor to benign for the body. And then the angelic beings, well, the Melchizedek beings in my case, go in and they actually break that tumor down and discharge it to the lymphatic system. The second way is that you just get the Melchizedek beings in and just break it down and discharge it as well. I mean, I've had so many, you know, like, for example, ladies with, you know, tumors and things on the breast, and it's just kind of disappeared. So
you tachyon the energy? What does that mean, to tachyon the energy?
Well, tachyon energy is space-time continuum energy. It feels like, if I were to send you some, it will feel like electrostatic energy, but what it is space-time continuum. You can change the space and time and molecular structure of things in the body. So that's one energy we use. The second energy we use is normal. Well, it's not normal. It's interdimensional love of God energy, as I call it. So it's just normal vibrational energy that gets the body vibration up. And that's important energy as well, you know. So we tend to use a combination. And like I say, esoteric operation is where, you know, the angelic beings go in through the portal that you've just opened, and they go into the body and they start working on things and breaking things down. They can break tumors down. They can, I mean, I'll give you another example. You know, I had a guy with three collapsed discs. So he went to the doctors, they did an x-ray, three collapsed disc, in absolute agony. So what we did is an esoteric operation. How do we do that? Get his vibration up so the angelic beings can walk in the body. Because if the body's too low vibration, they can't actually get in the body. Because obviously, you know, the vibration is, the differential is too high. So we clear the body, get the body's vibration up using interdimensional love of God energy. And then we send the Melchizedek beings. They'll bring in a new disc from a different dimension. Here it's an energy field. They put it over the current disc, and then within 48 hours those discs will transpose. Your disc will leave this dimension as the new one comes in, and it replaces it.
This is really miraculous. This is real fifth dimensional energy healing. This will change everything about medicine that we know, this type of techniques.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've written a book on it. It's called Dissolving the Enigma of Divine Healing, and it explains a lot. And like I say, I mean, it depends, you know, and if there's healers out there, you know, it's important. It's no use you guys saying, okay, I'll work with the Melchizedek beings, because they're not your people. It's so important, you know, in the Discovering Your Gifts workshop, I always explain, you know, get with your people. If it's Palladian, if it's Arcturian, if it's Sumerian, Lumerian, you know, talk to them, you know, and try techniques out to get used to them and how they work, and then, you know, you could administer to people.
Wait, so you're saying different ED consciousnesses have different gifts to bring
here? Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
What do the Pleiadians have? What kind of gifts do they have?
Well, they have unconditional love, and they also, the Pleiadians obviously are here, and they can come in the body. For example, Archangel Michael is Palladian, so, you know, he can, you know, if you call on him or his team, that they can come in the body and do the same sort of thing as the Melchizedek beings.
I see.
And again, Arcturian can do the same. So if you attach yourself to your people, then the doors will open and you'll get, you know, good results. If you just say, oh, I'm going to go to the very highest God of the universe, God of the universe has kind of got enough to do, you know, whoever God of the universe is, you know, Elohim, Yahweh, the God of your understanding, you know, big cheese in the sky, it doesn't matter. But they're so busy that, you know, you've got to connect to your people. And that's what I always encourage practitioners to do, because it really helps them.
So are you saying if you connect to God in the universe, you won't have as powerful a healing gift as if you connect with your people, where you have more specific kind of tools? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because the vibration and you know, the energetics and the DNA is in symbiont with you, so it connects much better. You know, you get a much more in symbiont relationship.
Well, I've been meeting a lot of Syrians. What did the Syrians do?
Well, they're, you know, the guys who created, I mean, you know, the human race as well, the Syrians, Arcturians, Sumerians. So they all splice the DNA, and they're all responsible for the soul recycling process. So, you know, they police what's going on down here, obviously, because we're, you know, the human race is their babies.
But they're also bringing a high, they're also assisting in the raising of the vibration of the planet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's like, you know, the Lemurians are planting crystals. The Andromedans are helping as well. You know, there's so much help here to try and keep the Earth balanced, working on things like, you know, pollution. You know, they're just trying to help in any way they can.
So how many years or how long is this going to take for this planetary transition to really take hold, where people will wake up to this divine nature? What do you see happening?
It's interesting. It's interesting because, you know, I think we're all a key part of it. You know, my part is to try and do an enlightenment program worldwide. Now, you know, you might say, well, that's a big task. Well, it's not really if you have the resources. So where's the resources? Well, my ministry at the moment, you know, turns over, you know, $300,000 or $400,000. That's not enough to get out in the world. So I just put it in the hands of the God realm and say, hey, if you want me to do it, then I'll do it. You provide the resources, I'll do the work. So, and, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there doing good things, you know, every single day. And I think, you know, that energy will start spreading.
Well, it is already spreading, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I see within the next 20 years, there'll be a huge shift within the mainstream population as to be awakened beings as a sort of fashion, as a sort of popular types of conversations that, you know, people are only having now in places like Sedona or wherever people go to talk about these things. But I think it could be a worldwide thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many people, you know, interested in facilitating that, you know, there's a lot of help here. It's really good. And I think, you know, the star seeds have come here to actually do that. But like I say, the dark side is preventing them by shutting them down. So it's important that we do our best to get the star seeds up and running, you know, and get the vibration back up so they can get out there and make a difference.
Well, don't you think the star seeds have to be aware then to not to fall into those traps and not to, let's say, go to bars and the places where the darker entities like to feed off the ego mind, as I call it, and, you know, to just stay in those lighter places.
Oh, yeah. And it's interesting, you know, you should say that. I mean, the ego mind is very powerful in the spiritual realm. You know, a lot of people get stifled by their own ego. It's so important to stay so humble. You know, we're servants of God. You know, we're here to do a mission. Let's all work together. You know, don't think about you're the greatest healer in the world or anything, because it actually doesn't matter. What matters is the difference you make in this world. Mm. You know, you heal one person, you've changed the whole vibration of this planet, you know, and it's, I think it's amazing.
So you can teach, you are teaching people to do what you're doing, would you say?
I'm teaching people to do what their abilities allow them, what their skills allow them. So it's opening them up to their starseed family, mm-hmm. Getting connected, opening portals from the fifth dimension, the ninth, tenth, whatever dimension they're from. And then from that, they can get help in actually helping people heal, you know.
Well, are you yourself evolving, or do you feel you've reached a place where you can now, you know, sit back, but spiritually, like, be aware? Or is there always evolution? That's what I'm asking.
To be honest, Alan, I think there's always evolution. I mean, I've learned so much over the last two or three years about Morgellons and Lyme. You know, I've tried things and, you know, they've shown me. For example, you know, let me take an example of Borrelia, which is Lyme disease. We tried, if you can imagine, if you open a portal. Now, if you start switching it in space and time, so suddenly it's not there, you take it to a different dimension with permission. So suddenly it's not in the body, but the autoimmune, because it's trying to hunt it down and it's a stealth pathogen, it's always morphing into something else. It doesn't know it's left, you know, so it doesn't help. So what you got to do is get some mechanism to fry it and get it benign for the body so the autoimmune can catch up with it and say, hey, it's here, it's okay, right, I'll chill out. And so I've done a lot of work, a lot of meditation, hours of meditation to find out techniques. I hunt these things down because it's so important to help people with these diseases, you know, because Lyme used to be a pathogen, now it's a stealth pathogen. So it's created from the Zeta Greys, you know. It's one step away from HIV. It's one step away from Agent Orange. Come from Monsanto, from the Paperclip Project. And it's right here. It's in chemtrails. So it's so important to look for techniques to try and help people with that, you know.
Well, no, but as you're talking, I'm realizing that what we also need to do is upgrade our understanding of biology and metabiology and dimensional cellular structures and how things exist on other realms that affect our physical structure. I mean, how do you qualify the new biology? I mean, what are the parameters of understanding energy medicine, incarnational existence, and the effects of etheric thought forms on the physical body? I mean, how do you qualify all that?
Well, you know, I mean, it's there, it works.
What's like a new way of, I guess I'm asking, can we understand the body differently than what we've been told in the old world biologies?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, it's easy to look at because, you know, my understanding of the body is that if it's sick, there's got to be some reason. You know, it just doesn't get sick all by itself. So there's only a few things that can affect it. Toxin, transmissional frequencies. And, you know, people don't realize it. Again, for example, if you look at radionic machines, you know, there's lots of radionic machines that can help you. You know, you can, oh, I need some vitamin C. Okay, we'll transmit vitamin C into your body. That's great. But if you can imagine what happens is that with these machines, if you've got an entity around where it can actually send thought forms and say, okay, let's instead of vitamin C, change it to arsenic, then that's transmitting arsenic into someone's being without them realizing it. So it's manipulated. So again, it's so important that if you're using transmissional machines, we have prayers on the website to put Merkabah fields around these machines to protect them. Because if you don't, you know, you can't guarantee that you're going to transmit the right things into people's bodies. But the body is obviously all vibration. You know, it's molecular vibration. So, you know,
would you say energy. All illness is vibration too, would you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, compounds, you know, toxins are vibration. We draw out toxins from people's bodies all the time, mercury and you know, more gallons and, you know.
But how do you draw it out of their body? Let's say mercury or heavy metals or lead poisoning or whatever. How would you work with someone like that?
Well, what I do is, again, we open. I mean, what I do is this. I open 8 portals from the ultimate dimension, put it around somebody, close it off underneath them. So they're in a different space. They're in the ultimate dimension space instead of here. What I then do is bond those portals into a Merkabah field, which is 8-pointed, you know, star. It's an 8-pyramid star. If you bond those portals, then what you can do then is you can draw out it. The Merkabah field protects the body. You can then ask them to draw out the toxins. And what they do is they lift them out and take them up to the ultimate dimension where they dispose them as they see fit. So what it feels like is it feels like a drawing sensation or a cool breeze coming out of your body. It's amazing. People get astounded by it.
Do you have to do that, or can people listen to a tape of yours and also have that experience?
They can do it by tape. I've not done a tape, to be honest, Alan. I mean, I've got a couple of tapes. One is like a clearing CD, and what that does is the Melchizedek beings come in and they physically, you know, they take the hands down your body. You can feel it. They take the hands down your body and comb the meridian line structure of your body. They remove any negative blockages, and then they open a portal and send you some energy. Now, again, you know, a lot of this healing is triggered by your DNA, which is in your voice. And so the voice is so important to trigger, you know, the Melchizedek beings or your Palladium people or whoever people you're from. And so I've developed a couple of CDs and we're actually looking at doing more, you know.
So when you do healings with people, you do it on the phone or Skype or in person, right?
Yeah, I mean, to give you an idea, we probably get one person maybe a week or every 2 weeks. The rest is done by... We use a Skype phone. I pay $50 a month, and we can phone anywhere in the world. And I do it all by Skype phone on an Apple Mac Pro 2, and we do it by Skype or phone mainly. You know, and it's just the same. You know, because you're opening portals in their home wherever they are, they feel it exactly the same as in the office. You know, it's amazing.
So you can do that, and you say you work on at least 20 people a day sometimes?
Oh, yeah. So, well, you know, sometimes it goes up to 30. 31 is the maximum. But, you know, I mean, we are slam busy. If you saw the schedule, you think, oh, my goodness. People say, how do you do it? And the answer is that because it's such a passion and it's a vocation, you know, you can't just say, oh, I'm a healer and I'll do 4 healings a day because people need help. And, you know, if I may give you an example, I had the day before Mother's Day, I was just leaving the office and I had a text from this lady. She said, my daughter's trying to commit suicide. She's urinating in the yard and she's all over the place. She's trying to cut herself. I said, look, I can't do anything right now. I've got to go. I'll be back in an hour. Don't let her out of your sight. Don't let her do anything. So she kept doing her sight and, you know, wouldn't let her out of her sight. So I came back an hour later, and she had a Draconina, which is one of the darkest entities you can get from the planet Nibiru. That was stuck in her, and trying to send her negative thoughts, commit suicide, and, you know, through the lower back. Anyway, I got out there, stripped it out, cleared her whole body, got all her organs working, you know, the liver, kidneys, and everything else. And within an hour, the girl was laughing. She was a completely different person. Wow. And I got a text the next day, and this lady said, "My God," she said, "I've got my daughter back after 3 years." She said, "This is the best Mother's Day present I could ever have," you know, and it kind of brought tears to my eyes. I thought, how wonderful that is, you know.
Well, there's so much work to be done out there. All those mass shootings and those schools, movie theaters. I mean, those must be draconian too, right?
Yeah, but some of them Luciferian. I mean, one of the things about, again, we've got prayers for media. And I would really urge everyone out there, if you're going to watch media, you've got to remove any imprints of Luciferian symbology off the DVD. If you don't, what happens is when you play it, it whips up Luciferian spirits and it affects your body. So, and that's why I think there's a lot of things going on, because they send out CDs, and they do, you know, you must know about this. They do like ceremonies to make sure there's imprints. So when they play it, it sends out Luciferian spirits in the room. And it affects people, you know, adversely, and draconians.
So just for people to listen who are listening now, how would they protect themselves from that? If you could just.
Well, if they go on the website, you know, it's www.christophermacklinministries.com, then you can see the prayers. If you click on prayers, and all the prayers are there, all of them, for media, for removing radionic machines, for protection. For spiritual attacks, because, you know, you get spiritual attacks, people remote view you, you know, you get like Anunnaki remote viewing you. So if you ever get, you know, if you ever wake up, you think, wow, I feel really, do you know that sort of, I feel insecure type feeling, you got butterflies.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you know, what's happening is that some icky being or something is watching you, you know, and there might be 30 or 40 or 10 of them, doesn't matter, but we have a prayer where it removes all remote viewers, brings them before God for justice and another way God knows how. And it really does work, you know. So we've got all these prayers there. Just please use them, you know. Well, they're there for people.
Well, this is, you're providing such an amazing service. I think Jay is on the line. I think, Don, do you want to put Jay in? Jay has some experiences working with you. Jay, he's not there anymore, but he'll probably call back. But no, there's so much. Your work is so deep. So you hardly sleep if you're working on 20 or 30
Hey. Well, to be honest, I mean, I get up, you know, we start at 7 and probably finish sometimes 8, 9 at night. You know, but I do have 2 days off a week because you need to recharge and rebalance. But like I say, because it's a passion and because it's your vocation, and that's why I encourage, you know, if you're going to do healing, don't just show up and do a couple of healings a day. It's got to be a vocation. You've got to be there for people.
But I'm interested in what you're saying. If you're saying it's a passion, do you feel, if you can explain, why is it such a passion? Is this because you are here for the service of the planet? What makes it so interesting for you?
Well, I think, you know, everyone's got gifts, you know, in my opinion. It doesn't matter if it's painting or sculpturing. I mean, I'm hopeless at painting. I can't sculpture. DIY, I'm not so good at. But everyone's got gifts. If you do a painting, that can be healing itself, because when you create that painting, what you're doing is imprinting your vibration in that painting. So when people look at it, they think, oh, my God, that's incredible. Or, you know, if you're performing on a stage, you know, if you've got a real talent and you put your vibration into it, you're extending your vibration out to the whole audience, and, you know, it makes them feel so good. They walk away and think, wow, that was incredible. So that is a healing thing in itself. Singing is the same. I know people who are really amazing at singing, amazing voice, right vibration. When they sing, they think, oh my goodness, that's incredible. And again, my gift is healing, you know. And I think, you know, whatever your gift is, if you pursue it, it's important to have the faith to be able to realize that if you don't think about the money, people say, oh God, you know, how am I going to live? Don't even worry about that. What I did with the ministry is, when I first started the ministry, so I did a deal with God. So, look, you guys look after the money in the bank account. I will do the work. And they said, okay. And from that day on, they've done that. You know, I never have to worry about clients or money or anything. I just do the work.
Well, it's great to hear how passionate you are about this. So do you feel like when you're doing the healing, you are being like at your ultimate potential? Is that it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I used to hate being in the corporate world. I was very good with people, and I spent time, you know, in things like Marconi and Philips Consumer Electronics, working with people on massive projects. But I enjoyed the people, but didn't like the software at all. Hate is a very strong word, I guess. I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. So when I woke up the morning, I thought, oh, God, I've got to go to work. But now, you know, when I come to this ministry building, I think, wow, I can work in my own ministry building out of the third dimensional world, focus on people, and heal them. I mean, what a blessing.
And have a good time while you're doing it.
Well, exactly. It's not bad.
But Jay's back on the line. I want to hear what Don, yeah, put Jay through if you can.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Jay, do you want to talk about your experience with Christopher and your healing work, when being healed in a session? Yeah, give us a little bit, because I'd love to try
a session. Well, I met Christopher at the L.A. I met Christopher at the L.A. Living Life Expo and heard him talk to a room full of people and had a session in his booth. And, you know, I was in this chaotic space, and, I mean, I felt okay, but the energy and at the show and everything. And I went into total peace. My vibration went up very high, and I was just very centered. So that stuck in my mind. And
but what changed for you, Jay? How are you different from that?
Well, I was going to say, though, but then about a few months after that, I started working with Christopher every week. And what's changed is I'm able to keep my vibration up pretty much all the time now. My heart is more open. And just recently, I've gotten to the place where when I do the prayers, it used to be I would do the prayers and not have any kind of experience of anything, any kind of energy movement, say. And now, when I do the prayers, I can feel the energy moving. I can feel a shift in my space, in my outlook, or however you want to express it. And that is very exciting because, you know, that means that I can be sovereign. I can keep my energy high and I keep myself protected and also start healing others, I guess. I mean, I hadn't thought behind just this initial experience.
Well, I'm looking at your prayers on your website now. For people listening, that's ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com. Macklin is MacklinMinistries.com. Ministries.com. So there's all these different prayers, Christopher. Can't you just say one prayer to cover everything?
Well, to be honest, Alan, it's important, I think, you know, I mean, they're there for different reasons. I mean, I guess the main one is that, you know, it's important to say the prayer of protection because, like I say, if your vibration is precarious, then, you know, put a bubble of unconditional love around you to protect you, and that's one of the main ones we use. I mean, obviously, the spiritual attack prayers, the ones for DVDs, the ones for electronics, you know, radionics, all these sort of things are different. Again, revibration of water, worldwide water. We've got one for even chemtrails, and we tested it out because our Morgellons people are so sensitive to chemtrails. So I had three or four of them. You know, I said, okay, we've developed a prayer to change the molecular structure of the chemtrail to benign, you know, to basically pure water. And they tried it, and it really does work, you know. So, again, we can all help, you know.
I mean, listening to your answer, I guess these prayers are specific frequencies that counterbalance the frequencies that we are, you know, being confronted by, right? I mean,
absolutely, yeah. I mean, everything's frequency, everything's vibration. So, you know, it's just altering the vibration of that chemtrail, so it's benign, you know, for the body.
So, Jay, how do you feel now?
Normal. Good. What? I mean, but you know, what's the expression? Happy for no reason. I don't know if I'm expressing myself properly here, but
no, that's okay. Less. Happy for no reason is a good thing to be.
Yeah.
I mean, so you find yourself being more joyful because you do a thousand different types of modalities.
Yeah, you know me personally, I do. So, but I have for years, you know, I'm a very serious guy in the sense that I want to know what's out there, I want to know how it works, I want to be of service, And that's what my passion is exploring things and networking people up and connecting people up as I find things that are beneficial to me. I can share them with others.
Right. And you have. So, Christopher, so people make an appointment by sending you an email. How do they?
They can either phone the office. I mean, the office number is, we're in, as you know, Branson, Missouri, and you can phone us at 417-334-6200, or you could just send us an email, which is info@christophermacklinministries.com.
Can I ask you, why are you in that place in Missouri? I mean, what?
Actually, it's an interesting question, but I met my wife here, and we got married, and it's interesting because I was in Belize, and I met a lady who I stayed with for a while, and she stayed just outside Branson, and I got to know people around here. But I think it's a good place because there's a lot of crystals around here. You got Arkansas crystals and crystal beds, and it just feels the vibration's good, and it keeps me balanced, So I think I'm just here for whatever reason, they decided to plant me here, and it's really good,
How can people work with crystals to help raise their frequencies? Can you tell us?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, crystals vibrate at the same frequency as water, the same frequency as gold. So crystals are obviously a lot cheaper than gold. So what you can do is if you get a crystal and you have it in your pocket, or we have Merkabah crystals. So they're in the shape of a Merkabah. But one of the very important thing that people don't get is you've got a clear crystal. So how would you do that? Well, we have a prayer on the website where it basically, it grounds you. I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. And it says, I command you, God, to remove any negative entities and energies from this crystal, optimize its vibration, and program it with the blueprint of my DNA and the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for my highest good to enter. So what that does is it puts your blueprint, your DNA, into the crystal, so no negative stuff or anything except for your DNA and your highest good can get within it. So it's so important for crystals, and again, I've checked the programming out. It's very deep. Just putting them in sunlight, yes, that'll help, or people put them in milk or this sort of thing, but this prayer really does work. But, put your hands around it, put the crystal on your palm, put your other hand about an inch above it, and then say that prayer always say the prayers with authority so you get that spiritual shiver. Don't just be a wimp and say, oh, God, I need to, you've got to really get stuck into a prayer, make it really work.
Okay, but then how do you work with the crystal after it's cleared?
Well, I just recommend people just take them around with them because it gives a good vibration to the body. I mean, I know people work with crystals and try and balance chakra points. But, for chakra points, what I do is I normally put an esoteric pipe and suck out the energy from the chakra point if it's blocked.
Wait, you do what? You put a pipe on the chakras?
Yeah, for example, say the heart chakra, what I do is put an esoteric pipe, so it's an energy field pipe, through the breastbone, around the heart, and then I put it to my mouth and suck out the vibration, then blow it out. Now,
don't swallow it. You have to be careful, right?
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't recommend anyone doing that if their vibration's not right there, because what happens is if you ingest that vibration, it will penetrate in your body. If your vibration's really high, it will contain the lungs, so when you blow it out, I can always see if when I blow, it's like a plume of vibration, like smoke coming out your mouth. If it's low, if it's clear, then you blow and there's nothing there. So, I do that to all the chakra points, and it really helps.
Uh huh. Yeah. And so, but you don't recommend people doing that. But it sounds like you should start a school of these healing technologies that could help a lot of people. I mean, that's just what I get. Some kind of a.
Yeah, I'd love to, actually. I think we're going to look at that in the future. I'm so busy with healings. What I'm trying to do is get people to help as well. And, we're looking at doing an ordination program in the ministry where people can get ordained and learn some of these techniques so they can get out there as part of the ministry, part of a group, because I just think it helps if you've got some backup somewhere,
But so we talked about AETs, but what do you think of angels? I know you have angel writings. How do you fit the angel realm into your work?
Well, to be honest, I mean, any light beings to me are angelic. Like, for example, Archangel Michael from Pallades. We've got the Melchizedek beings, which are really high vibrational beings. And again, if you draw them through the portal, they can come into your body and start doing things, to repair the body. So, I deal with all angelic realms,
The angelic realms and the archangel realms. And then what about this angelic writing that I see? What can we do with those special vibrations of the writings?
Well, that's, you know, the Melchizedek is part of the Magi, and the Magi was a teaching down here to help people manifest and do things, you know, in unconditional love. So what we've got there is that the angelic writing is there for a reason, and we do a teaching where it uses sacred geometry and angelic writing for manifestation. Because one of the problems here is when people get shut down in fear and, oh my goodness, you know, I'm not worthy, they don't have the strength to manifest, because it takes a lot of strength to actually manifest from the God realm. If you manifest from Lucifer, you'll get everything you want, you know, from greed. But if you try and manifest from God, the radionics blocks that frequency, so it takes an awful lot of power behind the manifestation to manifest. So what we've done is we've given them a stopgap where the Magi manifestation, you produce the sacred geometry, you write who, what, where, when, why. So who is you, what do you want, where do you want it, when do you want it, and why do you want it. And then you write that out, and then once you've done that, you convert it to angelic writing, and then what you do is you burn it and release it to God, and things really happen. I mean, I've taught that all over the world, and it really is powerful.
But how do you know if you're talking to Lucifer, manifesting through you, Lucifer or God? How does someone know the difference?
Because it depends what you want. I mean, you know, if I start to manifest, I say, okay, look, I want a Bentley to show off to all the girls around town because I'm rich and everything else. Now, that's not, you know, if God was looking at it, well, no, I don't think you need a Bentley to show off, you know. But if I was manifesting God, say, look, I need a minibus to take the disabled kids to the swimming pool every week, then that's a God thing. So it's really important to, if you manifest it from greed. Then,
oh, I see. That's not a God thing, the greed of it.
No. So you know, if you want to manifest, like, for example, I manifested that the ministry is going to be a worldwide program and we're going to do, you know, really well with getting this message out, then that's a God thing because it's helping people. But if I manifested, well, my ego is stifling me and I really want to be famous, that's the wrong vibration. So, again, it's about being humble. You know, it's about asking for the right things for the right reasons. And that's where the secret comes in. You know, it doesn't really expand. You know, if you want a Bentley, you don't need a Bentley. You know, a Chevy would do or a Dodge would do. You know, why do you need a Bentley? You know, you can use that money for somebody else to help somebody else. So it's all about the vibration of it.
But do you ever think the planet will ever be free of those lower vibrations? Do you think it's possible?
I think it will when the transcendent comes, because if you're greed and, you know, you're low vibration, you won't make it in the transcendent.
When is that coming, the transcendent? When do you see that?
I'm always a bit skeptical because in my book I put it would be about 6 months ago, but I see that the time markers are still being stretched and played around with. But I really do believe, within, you know, if I was generically saying, I would say within the next year there'll be a change. A huge change.
What exactly will that look like, the change and after the change?
Well, I think after the change, it's going to be a different level. You know, you'll be able to manifest things you want. You know, you won't depend on money because, you know, everything you want will be manifested because the vibration's so high in the fifth dimension that you don't need money to buy things because you can manifest them. So it'll just be a completely different world, one of actually unconditional love and peace instead of greed.
What has to happen for this, you're calling it the transcendent, what kind of things need to be in place for that kind of event to unfold on the planet?
Well, you know, raising people's consciences and vibration. I think, you know, that's the main thing. So they can actually transcend, you know, to the new world, as I call it, in the fifth dimension.
So we'll all be living in the fifth dimension at that point then, right?
Well, not everyone will make it, in my opinion, but, you know, that's what I see. You know, if you don't make it, you'll be reborn in the fifth dimension. But what will happen is the veil will close off the greed and the, you know, all the things you've had in the past, and your life will be reset and you'll be back in the fifth dimension.
So do you think in the fifth dimension we won't have money, or how would the society look like in those dimensions, in that dimension?
Well, I just see, yeah, I don't think there'll be any money. I just think, you know, there'll be complete harmony, unconditional love, harmony. I mean, unconditional love is a very difficult thing to understand for humanity. I mean, I talk to people about unconditional love all the time. I'll say, well, I love my husband, but I said, hang on, unconditional love is no buts. You either love him unconditionally, or do you know what? You don't. There's no half measures with it.
Right.
There's no buts, there's no ifs, you know, it's just, I love him unconditionally, full stop, there is no doubt.
That's good to remember. So you think there'll be unconditional love on the planet?
Yeah. very high vibration. Everyone will be really happy. There'll be no depression because, you know, everyone's vibration will be so high, you know, and people will just have an amazing life, you know.
I mean, I think that is coming, but I don't know. You think within a year it could be here, you're saying?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I hate to put timescales on it.
I know.
Like I say, but the time markers are always changing.
But you feel it's soon. You feel it's approaching very soon.
Oh, yeah, very soon, yeah.
But I think it is approaching. I don't know how soon it's approaching, but it seems like a lot of change is going to have to happen for that to really settle in. I mean, look at all the wars on the planet. What are they going to do about that?
Well, again, that'll change. I mean, you know, wars are always caused by something. You know, it's either religion or greed. It's caused by something. But, you know, if there's nothing there to worry about because you've got everything and everyone's on the same page and there's no dogma between people about religions, then, you know, it'll be a different world. You know,
That's the thing. It's the dogma of religions. How do you feel we're going to get around that? I mean, there's so much religious fundamentalisms from every religion that are controlling people, and I think they're a part of the dark side, those religious forces. They may call themselves religion, but I don't think they really are. And so,
I think, I mean, you know, one of the things I'd like to do, and, you know, I've put a proposal together, and again, you might think, oh, the United Nations is a dark place, but actually, sometimes you can use, I mean, not everything's dark, and I think, you know, the way I look at the United Nations, I've tried and put a proposal together where we can have a world kind of religious peace program where we can get all the world leaders, Dalai Lama and all, you know, all the main leaders together in New York, in the United Nations, and head up like a world peace thing where we can get an agreement where, okay, God of your understanding, doesn't matter what you call him or her, who cares, it's the God of your understanding, but let's see if we can actually filter that down. And the God of your understanding is unconditional love, full stop. So if we can actually filter that down and start, you know, teaching parishioners to let go of the dogma, then I think we can really help people. I mean, it might sound an idealistic thing, but you just never know, you know.
No, I don't think it's idealistic. I go to the UN. I'm a representative for the Academy for Future Science, so I know there are groups like that. There's also, if you haven't heard, the Parliament of World Religions that is happening, I think it's October in Salt Lake City, Utah, that world religious leaders gather. That might be a good place for you to go also. Have you heard about that?
No, I didn't actually. If you can email about it, I'll be good.
I will. It's called the Parliament of World Religions, and I will, and I think that's exactly what you're talking about, and it'd be great to hear what kind of response they would have to some of your ideas.
Yeah, absolutely, because all there is, you know, it's like Jesus, Buddha, all these people, they put it in a different way, but, you know, Buddha talked about high vibration, and, you know, Jesus talked about unconditional love, and, you know, Babaji, unconditional love, and, you know, they're all talking about the same thing, you know, it's just that I think the texts put it in such a different way, but, you know, they're all trying to say the same thing, and it's just a shame people don't realize that, you know.
But you know, I think, I agree, like, we're in the middle of a great awakening, but there's so many people that are not aware of the fields of energy and the different frequencies that exist. I think when they do become aware of that and the draconian energy and the dark energies and the light energies, I think it could freak a lot of people out who have no idea that there's more than just the material universe. So,
absolutely.
How do we prepare people for this, for just that, before they even go into a transcendence?
Well, I think what we've got to do is try and, as much as you can, provide tools like these prayers, like a CD where it can clear you. So it gets you into a higher vibration state. So, you know, and thinking positive, living in the now, you know, enjoying right now, you know, looking at all the blessings that you've got right now. You've got a house, you've got a car, you know, you've got food on the table. So many people don't have, and I've been all over the world, and you see so much poverty, you think, oh, God, well, I'm so blessed just to, you know, be here today, you know. And I think if you get back to the blessings, then I think you stand a chance of people being, you know, more gratitude, you know. And, you know, I know people talk about it, but they don't be it, you know. You've got to sit and think every morning, okay, think of 10 things you're grateful for. And there is so many things you're grateful for, you know, I am anyway, so.
Well, you live that way. You live in a sacred place. I would assume, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, I live in a good vibration all the time, and, you know, and I think...
Nothing gets you down? Like, you don't have a bad day sometimes?
Well, sometimes, you know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't have the odd time. And but I always think like this, you know, if I'm off balance completely, something's affecting me. It's not me.
Right.
And you've got to go and hunt it down. I mean, I'll give you an example. You know, I had a nun who left the Vatican. Her life was blocked, and she came to me for healing. She said, well, what's going on? So it came in mind. I said, did he get anything from the Vatican, like a letter? And she said, yeah, but it's all this weird writing that I can't understand, and it was Luciferian writing.
That's weird. From the Vatican? That's pretty strange.
And what happened is that it was blocking her life. So I said, okay, we're going to do a ceremony, 8 o'clock Tuesday morning next week, and we're going to burn it and release it to God, and, you know, it'll release it. So I phoned her up at 8 o'clock. She goes, there's a gale force 8 wind, you know, I can't burn it outside, and I can't do it inside. We can't do it. I said, hang on a minute. And it was a manipulation. So I asked, I bought the manipulation, you know, before God and released it, and suddenly the wind stopped. And this might sound really strange, but it's a God's honest truth. The wind stopped. She goes, oh, my God. So she went outside. We did the ceremony, burnt it, and her life changed completely.
Wow, that is great. No, I think you're helping a lot of people. I think, you know, you said, could you send some energy this way? I mean, to me and the audience, can you do something like that for people listening to your voice?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, let's do okay. it. Wait, let me just ask Jay, you have another question? Any more comments?
No, that's good. But there, I have a friend of mine that was going to listen in, and he wanted to ask Christopher a question about his health. So, but let's do this first, and then maybe
right,
if people want to call in, they can.
All right, that's good. Okay, you want to give us a blast, Christopher?
Yeah, well, what we'll have to do is ground ourselves first. I always ask you to ground yourself. So if we do this quick grounding prayer, so if you repeat it.
It doesn't have to be quick. We could take our time.
Okay. Let's do it slow. Okay, I always ask you to say, I am of God.
I what is it? I am what?
I am of God.
I am of God.
I ground myself to the earth.
I ground myself to the earth.
I ground myself to the earth.
And I accept this healing for my highest good.
And accept this healing for my highest good. Everyone should say, everyone listening should say that too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So what we're going to do now is...
Out loud.
Can we do it again? They should say it out loud. Can we do it one more time for people who just were listening?
Yeah, absolutely. So it goes, I am of God.
I am of God.
I ground myself to the earth.
I ground myself to the earth.
And I accept this healing for my highest good.
And I accept this healing for my highest good.
Right. What I'll do is do something simple. So I'll do one portal. So ultimate dimension, a portal around each person listening. Close it off underneath. Right. So what we're going to do is remove any negative blockages. I'm going to, because it's a group healing, we're going to ask the Melchizedek beings. They're going in now to remove any blockages. So you may feel something lift in your abdomen or anywhere else. Let's just do that. Okay, so what I'm going to do is also work on the heart chakra. So we're going to send some energy, ultimate dimension energy. So, Alan, tell me you feel it. So we're going to fire it into your heart chakra. See if you feel it. So it should get warm and tingly. It might get tighter if it doesn't
I feel it. I feel it. It feels light here. It feels...
That's brilliant.
It feels very nice. Thank you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is crank up the energy. So you should start feeling kind of floaty. So I'm going to crank up the generic energy around here. I haven't put the Merkabah field because it's not a full healing. But
well, you could put the Merkabah field. That's if you want.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so let's close the portal off. Okay, dear God, around each person listening, I put 8 portals around you. Close it off underneath you from the ultimate dimension. Dear God, I command that we create an esoteric Merkabah field around each person listening with their sacral point in the center of the Merkabah field, bonding the portals to the Merkabah field and program it with the blueprint of their DNA in the keys of Enoch, so as not to allow anything except for the highest good to enter. Right, so there's 8 portals bonded into a Merkabah field around you. So let's crank up the energy. So you should start feeling really floaty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm really increasing it, so you should get really floaty.
That's good. I feel it. It feels very nice.
Right, so the heart chakra, what I'll do, Alan, do you mind if I balance your kidneys and liver? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Do whatever you need to do. Yeah.
Hey, tell me when the liver and kidneys are getting warm and tingly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send the accused of that beings into your kidneys. So what you're going to feel is either a butterfly movement or like a tugging and pulling in your kidneys. They're going in now. It can take up to 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. I see a little blue light.
Well, your liver's running at 84%, so I'm going to take it up to 100%. So it's going up now. So you might feel your head clear a little bit. It won't be huge, but it'll be a little bit. So.
Okay.
Okay, 87. Okay. 92. 96. Can you feel your head clearing a bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel myself breathing deeper.
Okay, we'll work on your colon if we can as well, just to clear that out. So sure. I'm going to fire energy down. So it's going to go through your stomach, upper lower intestine, colon. So tell me if you feel that, because it may start gurgling as well.
Okay.
So you should feel energy either warm or tingly or both.
Yeah, I feel that on the left side, yes.
Okay, we're going to send in the McKeel of that being. So what you'll feel now is, normally you feel like a pressure in your colon or you'll feel like a movement. So they're going in now. Tell me which one you feel.
Feel a little lightness, a little, well, it's like movement, I would say.
Oh, that's great, because if you can feel pressure, normally it's because of toxins in the colon. So they'll stay in there.
I feel movement out, yes, yes. Yeah,
that's brilliant. And they might start gurgling and rebalancing.
Descending colon.
Yeah.
Transverse descending. Yeah.
That just gives you an idea. So let me just put the, so I'm going to do the prayer protection around
you. You do that for everyone who comes to you, that kind of tuning into different organ regenerations.
Oh, yeah. We always look at what's stalled. I mean, for example, you know, if you're looking at diabetes, the pancreas is normally stalled. And so we actually revibrate that and get the McKeel's-Debt beings to clear it and go in there and actually restart it, so that, you know, the diabetes, I've had people with 600 sugar level come down to about 80, which is normal. So,
you know. So would you, I mean, we can't use the word heal, but would you say it was something like that that you actually help people with?
Well, you can say that, you know, if the symptoms disappear and they're not there anymore, then I guess they're good to go.
So you have helped, would you say you help everyone who comes to you?
Oh, yeah, everyone, you know.
Everyone, that's pretty amazing.
Well, the thing is, I mean, the only time you don't help people is if they, you know, if I need to do 10 sessions on you because you've got cancer or 50, whatever, and, you know, they do one and don't come back, then obviously, you know, you've only done part of the healing, so are they healed? The answer's no. But, you know, as long as they do the sessions and show up and, you know, you can, you know, take care of everybody.
Wait, so, okay, you're going to finish that last part of this healing right here.
So... what I'm going to do is, okay, dear God, around every person listening, I command that you create a fifth dimensional bubble of unconditional love around them to protect them from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for their highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. So we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love. So be it. That's it. It just gives you an idea.
I mean, you're doing that all day long for people, but you're getting impressions of what to say to who, which person, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remote view the body and, you know, for example, you got a tumor somewhere or you've got, you know, breast problem or, you know, whatever it is, you know.
And so you're giving them specific prayers and energies for their particular problem.
Yeah, well, what we do is we focus on the area. And, for example, if you've got a tumor in the breast, so, you know, we'll tachyonize it and fry it. Then get the McKeel's-Debt beings to break it down. If you've got something going on where you've got collapsed discs, they bring you discs in and replace.
People can't do that themselves? They can't call on those energies themselves and bring it in?
Well, they don't seem to. I think it takes a lot of vibration and faith to be able to do this, you know, and you get used to it. And so, you know, you have to understand your modalities. And again, it's connecting to your starseed family, the right starseed family, which are yours.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jay, let's bring in your friend and see what Christopher can do for him, okay?
Sure, his name's Stephen, if he's written on the right name, right line, Stephen.
Is he calling in, or are you doing it for him?
No, he's calling on his own.
Oh, okay.
I talked to him about an hour ago.
If anyone else would like to call in as well. But I mean, you don't have to do a lot of sessions. You could just, I mean, Christopher, I don't want you to, you know, it's overtime for you for, as far as, you know, people could call you, but you could do like
They can call us. I mean, you know, it takes 30, 40 minutes to do a proper session. So, you know, we can just have a look and they can phone the office.
Oh, well, maybe we could do something, me and you, at some point, right?
Absolutely, yeah, no problem at all.
Okay, but just right here on the phone, if someone wants to call in and just do a quick thing, because I did feel a little shift in that last group thing that you just did. I feel a little shift of energy, a little clarity, a little focus, whatever you want to call it. So,
and Alan, and that's when I was explaining my experience. The first time I had that similar experience, but then each time it's grown until now I feel that I am a high enough vibration that when I do a prayer, I notice it. I mean, something's happening.
Let's put Stephen through on line two, if you can, Don. Stephen?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, very good, thank you.
Okay, so you want to talk to Christopher about, well, how do you start your sessions, Christopher?
Yeah, well, you know, if you explain what's happening, Stephen, then we'll have a look and...
All right. I'll give you a little background. 57, when I was 50, I had a stroke on my right side. I used to sell scooters and lift chairs, so I sold to many stroke people for years, so I knew what was happening to me. My right hand curled up into a ball. My vision went psychedelic. And at the time, I didn't have insurance or money. I knew the hospital would take me, but I also had high anxiety and high blood pressure. So I decided not to go to the hospital. I said a prayer to my angels, who I just learned were around me all my life, saving me many times. And I hobbled to the bed, and I woke up the next day, no paralysis. So that was a warning from my angels, but I didn't listen. I worked longer hours. I drank heavily at the casinos. I'm in Las Vegas, by the way. And I got scammed, me and my clients, but I'm in the finance industry. So anyway, about 4 years ago, I put myself in a bad situation, and I ended up catching a throat virus. I could literally not swallow even a drop of water for 12 days. I lost 25 pounds in 3 weeks, couldn't even have a bowel movement, you know, after a week. And I was actually praying to the Lord that I was going to come see him soon because I didn't know what to do. I went to 3 hospitals, 2 urgent cares, and because I had no insurance, all they did was run tests and send me home. And it wasn't for my business partner finding the only natural health clinic in the Latino side of town. That woman, when I went to see her, I could barely walk. She slowly got me back on liquids. I mean, I could not eat applesauce. I would choke on tomato soup, and I came back to this world like an infant. Well, August 21st of 2013, almost 2 years to the day, my blood pressure went up to 296 over 178. I dropped to the floor. I didn't know that I had a hematoma on my brain at the same time. And I'm one of the most determined men on this planet, I tell people. Even then, I didn't call the paramedics. I was on the floor talking to clients for 2 hours. That was foolish. When the paramedics did come out, I had to slide my rear end to the front door to open it because I couldn't even crawl. I'm 6'2", about 2 1/4. It took 6 people to lift me into the gurney. So And I know by all rights, you know, I shouldn't be here, but we won't go into all that. Now, since then, I've done my own therapy. I get no disability from the government. I support households, and I work from home for 30 years. And my left side now, I went to the fitness center Sunday. I usually go once a week.
Wait, hey, Steve, can I just interrupt? Can he? I think he's pretty tuned in. If you want him, just start to tune in to you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes.
I think.
What we need to do, you know, I mean, I think we'll, you know, you'll have to take this offline and give us a call. But what you can do is actually they can do esoteric operations to repair some of these areas on the brain and that, which will bring it all back. It might take a few sessions, but I've done this before, you know, with people. I've had a number of people who've had, you know, strokes and different things. And what the Bakiselix do is they go in, you know, get your vibration up, strip you of an entity, which I see you've got in you. So that's affecting your liver and kidneys. And I think if we work on that and get the Bakiselix beings, they can actually repair the part of the brain. They'll actually go into the brain and repair it.
Can you do anything now to just give them a little taste of your work?
No, it would be better to do it offline, okay. I think, to be honest, okay. Alan, because it's quite complex with
it's,
that, you know.
It's deep. Well, yeah. All right.
Excuse me for interrupting, Chris. Now, what number would I call and when?
It's you can phone tomorrow. Christina's in. It's 417-334, and it's 6200. And if you speak to Christina, I don't have much time to speak on the phone because I'm doing healings all day. So she does the secretarial work, or you can speak to Janelle as well.
Well, thank you. I hope he helps you, Steve. I mean, sounds like, you know, I think he could.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
No, thank you very much. I will call her tomorrow, Chris.
Okay, Steve, that's wonderful. Bless your heart. Thanks for coming on.
I think there's another, there's a friend of mine, Lee, who said she would call. I don't know if she will, but was that case just so complex and intricate, it would be hard to just do something simple there, right?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is about, you know, if you've got high blood pressure, what happens is, you know, the heart, as you know, kind of stores a lot of emotion and it builds up. Then it starts to affect the heart muscle because of the negative vibration of that emotion. So it's important to get in there. And what I normally do is get the Bakiselix that being is to start peeling that layer off of emotions over a period. And you revisit them, let them go. And eventually, you know, the heart's clear, so it starts balancing again. You know, the heart muscle gets affected by something. It just doesn't go wrong by itself. And, you know, it's normally emotion on the central meridian. So, you know, it's clearing that and also getting the Bakiselix that beings to repair the damage in the brain.
It's not just emotions. It's also those beings. It's those.
The entities as well. Absolutely. Entities can affect the heart as well.
There's so many levels of biological influence that people, I mean, especially mainstream doctors, don't even recognize the fact that energetic beings can affect us, that this would revolutionize medicine, like I said, if they knew that.
Well, it's interesting because I always, you know, when I do a teaching, I always say, well, you know, it's funny because people sometimes get arthritis in the right wrist, but not the left one. So you go to the doctors, oh, it's old age, it's arthritis. But hang on a minute, they're both the same age. This one's got arthritis, but that one doesn't. So that I don't buy that, you know. And it tends to be because, you know, there's different levels of entity. You know, the snake beings, first and second dimension, and scarab beetle type things that get in the body. There's fourth dimension, you know, things like the draconians, Anunnaki, and, you know, Luciferians. So if you get a snake being, for example, in your shoulder and it's stuck there for years, there's no energy flow down that right arm. So what happens is the bones start calcifying and start creating spurs and things.
There's someone online, but I just want to ask you, how would you get a snake being in your shoulder? Where does that come from?
It comes from the first or second dimension. Again, they're round. You can't see them. But, you know, if you've got a low vibration, they attach themselves to you, you know.
Okay. My friend Lee is on the phone. Lee, hey.
Hi.
Welcome to New Realities.
Hello?
Yes, welcome. You have a question for Christopher.
Yeah, hi, Christopher.
Hi, Lee, how are you?
I wanted to... I'm very good, thank you. I wanted to ask you... I mean, I've been doing work with a lot of clients, a lot of patients, spiritual work, and also therapy. And I wanted to see if you could tune in or see what it is that's an obstacle that's, or what's the best way that I could utilize myself in healing others. If there's anything that you're able to actually see or see any focus that I can actually be more pinpointed on as far as helping others, including myself. Well,
I think I'm just looking at it. I mean, you're a starseed. So, I mean, there's different people down here. There's the normal human beings that come down here to learn, young souls, and they recycle. They come down here, get it wrong, go back up, and then they come down here again, try and get it right, but maybe get it wrong. And then eventually, you know, after maybe many thousands of times or hundreds of times, they get it and they stay in the God realm. Now, you know, because you're a starseed, again, you know, it's connecting to your starseed family. And understanding how to open portals and do all the modalities you can do from your starseed family so that you can help people. And I think, again, like that's why we've done workshops, because we do, you know, a day or two. We've got one, actually, we've got one in New York coming off on the 23rd of November.
But is there anything she could do now to connect with that starseed energy that can help her in her work?
Yeah, I mean, what you need to do is find which starseed family you are, and then once you've found that, then start meditating and opening portals. If you open portals from the fifth dimension, from the, for example, Pleiades or wherever they're from, then, yeah, you can start getting them through, and they'll start teaching you. You know, it's just having the confidence that, you know, you start knowing things, and you think, wow, that's really good. So it's just that knowing.
But, Christopher,
you know,
I don't exactly know. What is a starseed?
A starseed is, if you're a starseed, you're... you've come from a race where they're fairly advanced, like the Palladians, like the Actorians or Sumerians. So if you're a starseed, you're down here to do some work. If you're a human being from the creator gods with a young soul, you come down here, you learn, and then you go back up, and then you come down here, learn again. Now, if you're a starseed, you know, if you tap into those starseed families, you're going to really be able to help people, because they'll show up and they'll do some amazing things, you know, if you call on them.
Well, she's already helping people, but so you're saying in order for her to know her star seed, she has to kind of channel for herself or do a meditation and tap in? Is that the way?
Yeah, or you can use dowsing. I mean, you know, if you go through all the star seeds, like, you know, am I Palladian, yes or no? Oh, no, okay. Am I Octorian, yes or no? Oh, yeah, you know. So she can go through that dowsing using a pendulum or just use intuition. But once you do that, then meditate with them. You know, open a portal from that dimension. Lumerians, you know, or, you know, whatever starseed family you're from, you know, open portals and, you know, pull them in, because they'll really help.
So once she connects with the right starseed, she can access those frequencies, and that will help her have more gifts for helping people?
Oh, yeah, because they download gifts all the time, you know, once you connect to them. Absolutely.
Oh, does that help? Oh, go ahead.
What, Alan?
No, what were you saying? Are you now what? Go ahead. Okay.
No, am I open to it, or do you find myself being closed off to it, or it's just something that I need to just tune into?
No, I think you need to tune into. I mean, it's giving you time for it. One of the things I've learned from these starseeds and, you know, from the Kieseldex is they don't just do things straight away. They want to see how much you show up and how much you want it, you know. So you start by meditating, nothing happens, and then nothing happens, and you think, oh, God. So, you know, it's easy to lose faith, but if you just keep on that path, eventually they'll say, okay, you've shown up, you've shown us that you're dedicated, right, here's some of the gifts, and so things start happening. And I found that with all races, you know, including the Melchizedek, they don't just give you gifts straight away. They want to see you show up and how much you want it, you know. And if you keep meditating with them and talking to them, eventually they'll say, okay, you've shown that you're going to show up, so we'll start, you know, and they'll start talking to you and connecting to you, and, you know, things really happen.
It's like meeting them. They want you to meet them.
Yeah, so, you know, you can meet them in meditation if you know what dimension they're from and call them in, you know.
Right, and it also kind of opens a frequency inside yourself that you start to trust in a way that you're getting something from these beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what I call, it's like Well, you get the intuition, you know, if you know something, you think, well, how do I know this? Is it right? You know, and you just got to have the intuition that you know it because it's from them, you know, and I think it's just getting used to that, you know. It's that intuition and that faith, you know.
Does that help, Lee? Does that help you?
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you for calling me. Thank you for being a caller on New Realities. Okay, I think, I'd love to do a television thing with you at some point, Christopher.
Yeah, no, that'd be brilliant. No problem at all.
Are you going to be in New York for the New Life Expo in October?
Oh, yeah, I'm there. And I'm actually coming on the 23rd of November to do we're doing a weekend workshop on discovering your gifts. I'm not quite sure where it is yet, but...
All right. Let me know. I'll help you promote that in New York because I have a big network here.
Oh, bless you. That'd be really good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, like I say, we're at the New Life Expo anyway. That'd be really good.
I usually speak at the New Life Expo also, so...
Oh, brilliant.
Maybe we'll put you on the Vibrational Healing panel as well.
No, that'd be really good. Bless you.
Yeah, I'll talk. But, you know, I think you know, you're going so deep and you're covering so much ground. Are you ever surprised by some of the new things you start to see along the way?
Well, I get blown away by it, to be honest, because, you know, I mean, it's funny. When I start, you know, give you an example. When I started the Morgellon stuff, I worked with Hildy Stanager, who's in California, Dr. Hildy Stanager. If you look her up, I've forgotten the name of her company, but she's there anyway. And she understands this stuff because it's off-planet. You know, some of the Morgellon stuff, you know, is not material from this planet. So, and she was talking to me one day, you know, and because bugs walk out of people. You know, you get like spiders walking out their skin. You think, oh, my God, you know. But it's not a normal spider. It's nanotech. Like it's, and I talked to her one day. I said to her, it overwhelms me, not the fact that, you know, what it is in the body, but the fact that anyone could ever produce it. And, you know, I call it live dead stuff because it's not got any soul, but it feeds off the body's energies, you know what I mean? So it's kind of in the mothership of your body, you know, feeding off it. And it's been really difficult to try and, you know, get techniques to actually develop to actually kill this stuff off because, you know, it's like Joni Mitchell. She's got Morgellons. I've been trying to contact her because she does?
Is that what's wrong with her now?
Yeah, she's as sick as Charlene, my client, and we've been trying to contact her to get her some help. So, you know, if anyone out there knows her.
Is she open to this kind of work, you think?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, if anyone knows her, you know, feel free and get her to call us because I know I can help her because, you know, she can talk to Charlene, who's in the same position.
Is she in the hospital? She was in, like, a serious condition for a while, Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, I've got Charlene, who's in the same sort of condition. You know, you get open wounds and... You get, like, huge fiber clumps coming out of your skin, you know.
So, I mean, she's also smoked her whole life, Joni Mitchell, but, you know, she's... I mean, I actually was listening to her music all weekend. I think her songs still are a very high vibration, the kind of messages she brings through, but... I don't know anyone who knows her. Of course, I think she, you know, is an amazing talent. But, yes, if anyone knows Joni Mitchell, it'd be great to have Christopher connect and just work on her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, but, okay, but so thanks, Christopher. I'll hook up with you in October. We'll do something in a television studio, okay?
Yeah, I look forward to that. Bless your heart, big brilliant.
yeah. No, I think what you're saying is very interesting, and you know, you're a servant. You're helping people any way you can.
Well, you know, and that's it. It's a vocation. You know, you're just there for people. You know, full stop. It's not about me. It's just there for people, trying to help them. You know, and turn things around for them. You know, and we do that every day. And you know, I feel blessed for that. I really do. You know.
Mm-hmm. And there's no one you can't help because if you get to the root, you can just help them any way you can, right?
Yeah, if you get to the cause. I mean, cancer's a symptom. If you get to the cause, if it's, you know, a blockage in the meridian or a low vibrational toxin or something, if you find out what it is, you can remove that. So you can remove the cause and therefore the symptom, you know, you can take care of the symptom, no problem. You know? And it's the same with discs. It's the same with heart conditions. It's the same with liver problems. You know, most people's liver... I find a lot of people get really toxic headaches and migraines and things, and very often if you get an ENTE, if you think about it, if an ENTE is sitting in the abdomen, it drops the vibration of your whole bottom abdomen. Mm-hmm. And in there is the liver, the kidneys, and the pancreas, and lower intestine, so you get intestinal problems. Also, the entities, I didn't mention this, but the entities tap in your lower back, so they damage L5 and L4 disc, and they send negative thoughts through the spinal column. So that's why, you know, for example, Anunnaki are very good at it. They'll just keep sending negative thoughts all day. Commit suicide. You know, good at that. You know, all day, every day, 24 hours a day, until the person starts actually believing what they're saying.
They believe their thoughts, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Can you help people through another person? Like if I, George, do you need their permission? If I say, well, I have a friend who really needs help, could you do that?
Oh, yeah, I can ask their higher self. You don't need to be online with them. But you just have to ask their higher self, because the lower self's in a precarious situation. But as long as you ask the permission for their higher self, then yeah, absolutely.
I see. Well, it's incredible work. I'm really happy you're out there. You're like a healing factory, it seems like, you know.
Well, we're pretty busy. And I feel blessed. I really do that. I can come in the office and the donations we get, we can go to expos like, you know, New Life and Whole Life and, you know, Lele. And, you know, we go around a lot of Unity churches teaching and healing as well. You know, they love us and want us back. And, you know, but it's not just about healing. It's about teaching, getting people back to where they should be instead of, you know, you can't be a victim in this life. You've got to get that inner strength and get out there and do some things, you know.
It reminds me of Doc Lindwall. Did you know Doc Lindwall? He was a healer like you. He's doing...
No, I didn't actually, no.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he's around anymore, but he was a beautiful healer, healing on many different levels. But anyway, thank you for doing what you're doing. This is Christopher Macklin, that's Macklin, M-A-C-K-L-I-N, ministries.com, ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com. You can contact him here. Are you all booked up for a long time, or do you fit people in?
No, we fit people in, you know. Don't worry about that.
All right. Well, maybe we could just do something. I'll do a session with you at some point, okay?
Okay, bless you. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Christopher. Any final words you'd like to put out there to our audience?
No, just, you know, please give us a ring. I mean, if you've got depression, you know, if you've got anything, you know, blood sugar problems, you know, cancer, kidney problems, you know, give us a call, because, you know, we can truly help. And you know, don't get your gallbladder cut out, for example.
Well, you can help sports injuries, I see.
Oh, yeah, we've done that. And we actually work with, you know, animals as well. I've worked on racehorses, I've worked on horses, I've worked on, you know, cats, dogs, you know, everything. So, well,
it's amazing. It's really amazing that, you know, you're doing such a huge thing. I think training other people to do what you're doing would be great. And this is what's going to change the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it's wonderful.
Thanks again. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you. I'll be in touch with you. And thank you, Jay, for the connection.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Christopher.
Okay. Thanks, Jay, and thanks, Alan. Bless him.
Okay, thanks, Stephen, for calling in, and Lee for calling in, and Don at BBS Radio. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you have any questions about this program or any others in the series, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net or go to my website, newrealities.com. Did you have something else to say, somebody? No way.
No, perfect, bless you.
Okay, good. Also, thanks. This program you can also find on iTunes under New Realities, also archived on bbsradio.com, along with the last 7 years, I think, of programming, something like that. Thanks for listening tonight, and stay tuned next week. Good night.